Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning.
We've heard an awful lot of discussion about the voting process this fall, especially with regard to things like voter suppression, you know, voter IDs, that kind of thing.
And what might mitigate that is something that we've been talking about in Hawaii for quite a long time. We're going to see what happens this year.
Yeah.
Now, the drive to get Hawaii citizens to get out and vote, you know, is often met with eye roll over low voter turnouts of previous years. Now, in part, a solution could come from upping the number of registered voters by just making it easier to both register and later cast a ballot. Good government groups, including Common Cause Hawaii, have been advocating for automatic registration and vote by mail. In this next legislative session, that starts a week from yesterday, Common Cause will again concentrate on those two priorities. Executive Director Corey Tanita joins us now. Sorry about that. Good morning.
Good morning, and not a problem.
Last year, there really was the idea that it was going to happen. I mean, it came right up, went into conference committee, and then just stopped. Was there any reason given why either measure simply didn't move at that point?
Not that we're aware of, and you know how conference committee is. Things just go, go, go. Sometimes discussions happen when we're not there. And so it's just kind of a black box. So, you know, we're really hoping that we can get it over the edge this year, seeing as what happened just a couple of months ago with the general election. So, you know, we really do need to increase the access and convenience for everybody. Everybody needs to make their voices heard.
How difficult is it to start all over this year?
Well, it's not the first time we're starting all over, so.
So you've had some practice with this.
Just a little bit, but, you know, we're not giving up, and we're still very determined, and we think the legislators are supportive of these, but, you know, hopefully, again, we can get this over the finish line this year.
Does the changed, you know, political climate that we have been seeing over just the last couple of months make a substantive difference in the way you think Hawaii lawmakers will look at this going forward?
Possibly. You know, there's federal issues, so people are way more fired up, and, you know, but we do need to take a look at our state systems as well and how we can modernize it through automatic voter registration and vote by mail. But we'll have to see locally as well, since there's been some leadership changes, and especially now with the Senate being one party. So we'll see if that plays a factor as well.
Do you think that's going to be a help or hindrance?
I have no idea, to be honest, but, you know, hopefully there's still going to be a lot of transparency and open discussions, because we don't have the other voices in, you know, to make their views and open up discussions that we used to.
Organizations including Common Cause and the League of Women Voters have been working on this for a really long time. We're told that there could be, you know, hundreds of thousands of people who might be able to be brought into the voting rolls if it were made a lot easier. How many do you reckon we're really looking at?
Honestly, it's hard to say, because, for example, for automatic voter registration, right, eligible citizens, they would apply when they renew or apply for a driver's license or state ID, they would automatically register to vote unless they opt out. So it wouldn't just be new voters, but also those that would, you know, update if they moved, update their address or something. So it's also about not just adding voters for automatic voter registration, but also, you know, having an accurate voter roll list, which will help. You know, increase the security of our elections, reduce instances of voter fraud, which doesn't happen that often anyway, though, and, you know, save the state money, quite frankly.
And make it easier for people, which seems to be the bottom line. How
Absolutely.
Easy can you make it without making it, you know, just almost ridiculous? You know?
Absolutely. You know, we do live in the 21st century. Why isn't our process electronic? Why do we still use paper forms, kind of a deal, and it's all redundant information? So it's just streamlining the process. You know, we do expect access and convenience at everything, right? We click agree to all these agreements and all of that. So why shouldn't, you know, download instantly everything? So why shouldn't we have this?
And not simply wait for your little yellow card to tell you need to go and register, or that you have registered and this is where your polling place is.
Exactly. And then vote by mail, that adds to the convenience too, right? You don't have to wait in line, you know, for hours, or, you know, have to worry about getting back to work. And then you actually have time to study whatever candidates, or, you know, if you're on Oahu, for example, the 20 charter amendment questions this past election. So people can make, you know, more educated decisions.
Some would say that you know, if you do that too, that means you could have somebody sitting there with you. And traditionally, we haven't seen that at all, part unless you're bringing a very, very small child when you walk into a voter booth. Any concerns over that?
Well, you know, if there are concerns over that, there under vote by mail, we wouldn't eliminate all, you know, physical polling locations on election day. There would still be service centers available for those that do prefer to vote in person. And for those, you know, if they need assistance like that, or if they still want to have their privacy, that's fine. Or if they need to still register to vote, they could still do that as well.
But, I mean, concern from your group and other watchdog groups that by allowing someone to sit at home and potentially have other people influencing him or her, that you might have undue influence being placed on an election.
Well, I mean, we can't guarantee that that won't happen, but, you know, it doesn't happen too often from what we're aware of. And again, if people are concerned, the Office of Elections is equipped to help, or there are other options for them.
How much would this be like other states where there are similar both ballot measures, or not ballot measures, but measures that will be seen in their states this year and other states that have tried this?
Well, there are other states that are doing this. Automatic voter registration is a newer idea in comparison to vote by mail. So there are states that did pass this already. Oregon was only the first state to actually implement it this past election, but others are on the books. But I think, again, the bottom line is just everybody's in agreement that we need to modernize our system. We need to make it easier and accessible to everybody. And that's what it's all about.
We use the term watchdog a lot when it's applied to groups like Common Cause, League of Women Voters, and others. But as yet, we don't know what some of these other bills may look like that you're going to be, you know, watching over to see whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. But is there a particular area that you find yourself gravitating toward as you're looking at what may be the priorities of this legislative session?
Well, again, we don't know, and everything. It's always a surprise. Something changes. But just based on past years, you know, there's typically always attempts to, you know, cloud our sunshine laws, weaken those laws, weaken our finance disclosure laws, weaken our ethics code. So we are always on the lookout for any of those. But there's always new ones, always surprises. So it's hard to say, but we do comb through all the 5,000 plus bills. So we look at every single one.
All right. Well, after you've combed through them, we'll have to have another conversation. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Corey Tanita is the executive director of Common Cause Hawaii and has been part of Common Cause in various capacities since 2013. This year, the group will continue to concentrate on voting by mail and automatic voter registration.